Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode is all about business automation. I wanted to talk to you guys about some of the key aspects that I take into consideration when I start to automate my businesses and how that you can do it yourself. So first step is you definitely want to create systems. And what a system is, it's like a machine. If one thing goes into one thing, you know, and it comes out the other side, it goes automatically into another thing, right? So think about it this way. When you are building a website and you're getting suppliers and you're prospecting suppliers and you get one. So you get that supplier. What's the next step that you have to do? Well, you have to fill out their application, right? So if you can create a spreadsheet, which I love to use spreadsheets, by the way. If you guys haven't been using spreadsheets, I highly recommend getting used to using spreadsheets because you can create all sorts of systems for free using spreadsheets. And I use Google Sheets, by the way. But I use Google Sheets and I set up a tab and, you know, call it like supplier applications that need to be done or something like that, a shorter version of that, just supplier applications. And then I put the name of the supplier and a link to the application, which I can do just by going through Gmail and using an Gmail add-on called Doc Hub. And you can open that up and get a link to that actual PDF that they sent you, which is usually the application, of course. And you put that link in the spreadsheet. And then, so if you're doing this in mass, like you're trying to get as many suppliers as you can, and you have a bunch of spreadsheets to fill out, and you can actually go ahead and, you know, go through one and then save all that information into a separate Google document. And then you can have a VA go through and fill out the rest of those applications for you, right? So hiring a VA is very inexpensive. Like in the Philippines, they usually work between $2 and $3 per hour. So for, you know, the cost of, you know, a meal pretty much every day, you can have a virtual assistant in the Philippines doing all this, you know, mundane work for you very quickly and effectively. So all you have to do is create the systems for them, right? So it's a supplier application and you get it filled out and then they send it back, the VA sends it back to you to double check it, and then you sign it and you send it off. What's the next step? Well, you need to get some information from the supplier. You need to get information like their pricing. You need to get their UPC codes if they have them. You need to get high quality image links. You need to get video sales videos if you have them, all that stuff. The return policy. So if you just make a checklist of these things into a spreadsheet, like you use the top row for each one, and then you have the name of the supplier on the left hand side going down a column on the left hand side, you can go ahead and go through each supplier and just check off every time you get something, right? And if they don't have it, just put, you know, NA or something, not applicable. And if they do, great, just say it's done. And that way you can kind of keep track of the work that needs to be done. You can keep track of, you know, what's going on the website or not. And you can train your VA like to get the work done. You just do the work yourself, film it with a screen share video, like screencast video, right? And then talk it through and then create that training, maybe put a link to like the unlisted video on YouTube or whatever, you know, upload it to YouTube as an unlisted video and provide a link in the spreadsheet next to what needs to be done. And so they can always just refer back to that video and get it done. And so, you know, once that gets done and all their information is added to the website, highly recommend making a video on how you like to have products added to your website. So usually there's a title template you'll use. There's like a description template you'll use. You want to rewrite the descriptions, of course, and add pictures and videos to the descriptions. You want to go through, make sure the pricing is correct. You got to go through, make sure the categories, the types and tags are correct according to your templates. Make sure if there's any specific customizations that are done, that, you know, whatever, but also the metadata. So each of these can be a checklist thing within the product description itself. So you can go through and create that in the spreadsheet and just basically a checklist on that. And then, you know, you can have a specific VA do that for you. So when one thing is done, they should know and have a system in place to know that they have to move on to the next thing or take that one thing and put it into the next sheet. So the next sheet over, you know, from a product, from a supplier is adding all their products, make a tab for that and make a take the supplier's price list or something or whatever, their website, and put it there. And each product needs its own row. And then each one needs, you know, each column is that checklist I just talked about, all the different parts of the description that need to be on point. And you can have the VA go through and check off each thing, right? And once that's all done, suppliers, products are added to the site. Now you got to go do the marketing. So you got to have a marketing tab. The marketing tab would have all the different things you need to do, like get them into the Google product listing ads, Google search text ad for each product. You need to make sure that you have the YouTube video for the product, that you have it posted to Facebook, that you have it posted to Pinterest, posted to Twitter. You know, each of those things matters. And having that checklist in place and a training video on how to do it can make it possible for you to totally hand off your business to VAs to grow. So you don't just have to be You don't have to be in your business. You don't even have to be working on your business. You literally can create a system so that VAs are growing your business for you. And all you have to do is manage them. Check in every once in a while, make sure everything's going well, check their work, make sure it's good work. Correct them when they need to be corrected and all that stuff. But Filipinos are really awesome people. They're super friendly and respectful and very loyal too. So definitely recommend using them. Some platforms you can find VAs. I like to use Fiverr.com for things like content or videos, basically anything that's project based. And then if it's a VA that you are going to be, you know, that you have a system in place, you want to be able to have a VA that's going to fill out applications, do data entry for you, go to onlinejobs.ph. That's a great website to get virtual assistants. And as soon as you create these training materials, the spreadsheets and the systems in place to flow through like that, your business can literally just be super automated. And it's really cool because the more that you do to fill out your website and your sales funnels and your traffic sources, the more automated your sales will become as well. So make sure that as you're going about this, that you're adding all the necessary information to your site that a customer is going to ask before the sale. Shipping times, supply, anything about the supplier, anything about the product. And by the way, I highly recommend installing the product questions and answers app and embedding that into the website, because people will ask questions about products, and that's a great way to do it. So definitely do that and answer them, and then add those questions and answers back into the product listing. And if they're more broad, you can add them to the FAQ page on your website as well. But yeah, definitely having all this stuff in place is really good, and you can build a system out using spreadsheets and training videos for virtual assistants to build your websites for you. So business automation is really cool, and it's key to, you know, growth hacking in your business. It's also key to outsourcing and automation so that you can, you know, relax and, do what you really want to do every day and have your business still be growing and still be profitable. Because normally if a business gets neglected, you know, the sales will just go down. That's generally speaking. So that just means that the owner has been a little bit too lazy. What the owner should have done instead is to build these systems in place and the training videos and then hire a VA to do it for them. So if the owner of the business, you know, got really good at doing something, but then got kind of burnt out from it, that's okay. But the owner has to be, you know, really careful that and make sure that they train somebody else to do what they're doing. They don't just drop out. I've made that mistake in the past, and yes, my business declined. So I learned from that mistake. I realized I need to be building systems and filming them and making clear trainings and hiring people and managing them to follow the training so that I can go work and do things that inspire me. Because I'm an entrepreneur. I like to start new things and, do startups and stuff like that all the time. It's really fun for me. Find new niches and explore new marketplaces and stuff like that. That's kind of my thing. So I need to be building out all these training courses and stuff like that and systems in place so that other people will continue to do the redundant work that needs to be done that I'm totally burnt out on. You know, that's the thing. So definitely you can do it, and I definitely highly suggest getting into it. I know it might take you a few days, maybe even a few weeks to get these kinds of things built out, but it's worth it because these businesses, these e-commerce businesses I'm talking about building and running are really long-term businesses. They're businesses that, you know, can last you years and years and years, depending on how well you market your niche and you market your products and stuff like that, and how well you handle everything and how well you set up these systems to be run for you and you manage your employees or your virtual assistants. So this kind of thing is definitely critical and crucial to growth, and I highly recommend doing it. So if you guys want more tips and tricks on business automation and growth hacking for e-commerce, go to ecommerceparadise.com and check out the blog posts. I'm also offering coaching services now. So if you guys want to get a private coach, go check out the products at ecommerceparadise.com. I have a 12-week one-on-one coaching program for people that want to scale their business. I also have one for people that want to start an e-commerce business. And I also offer one-hour coaching calls for conversion rate optimization and niche selection and market research and other things like that. Of course, business automation. And new services are coming up all the time. I'm also creating a custom theme for Shopify. So that'll be out pretty soon. It's a super customized, super optimized Shopify theme, and it's built to get sales. Lots of different things built into it. I've become a little bit of a conversion rate optimization freak over the last year or two, and it's a lot of fun trying to do these little split tests and try to see what works. And honestly, it's different for every niche, but this theme I'm building out is really, really good in pretty much any niche. And so far, I've used it for about 3 or 4 different niches, and it's worked great. So I'm really excited to release that in the coming months. I'm also working on building out the courses. Membership site should be up very soon in the next month or two. As far as personal updates go, I'm actually going back to Bangkok March 21st, so I'm really excited about that. My wife and I are going to spend some time out there, get a nice cheap apartment, and go to the co-working space and handle some business and have some fun and go travel around Southeast Asia some more. We want to go visit China and Japan and Hong Kong and Taiwan, and want to go down and visit, you know, Jakarta, and, you know, go out to the Philippines again, to Manila and Palawan, and I want to go visit Brunei, and I want to go visit you know, Malaysia again, and maybe even Singapore again. But, you know, generally I really want to go to new places, so Saigon and Hanoi and Vietnam are on our list. Phnom Penh in Cambodia and Myanmar are also on our list as well. And then this summer we really want to travel Europe, so we're trying to get out there and get that going. But we do have some conflicting things that are going on. We kind of, Juliana's little brother's graduation is happening in June, so we might have to come back to the United States first this summer, which might be kind of cool too. But, you know, being it is what it is, we're digital nomads, we have an online business, and my goal is to really start providing more value. So hopefully that, you know, increases our income quite a bit, and, you know, flight costs won't be a big deal. And then we're also doing credit card rewards hacking, which, you know, helps us get all these bonus points from credit cards from the spending we'd normally be doing on our company, which I highly recommend you guys do, and I'll do separate podcasts about that. But there's lots of cool credit cards out there now. And if you're interested, there's a cool blog called thepointsguy.com, and you can go see all of his top credit card. And I'll probably be creating some really good content on that stuff as well. But there's really, really cool reward programs out there you can get, and you can basically travel for free if you want to. And that's our goal. So, you know, traveling to Europe is normally very expensive, but there's hacks, and that's what this is all about. You know, hacking life so you can live life on the cheap and live the good life, you know, and you don't, you can live and have all these really cool luxuries, and you can be living on a total budget. You know, 3,000 bucks a month in Bangkok, Thailand goes a long way. So just consider that, you know, wherever you are in life, if you're thinking about getting into e-commerce, or you're in e-commerce and you're thinking about trying to scale or whatever, you know, you just have to consider where you are in life and how much you want to do. This podcast is about more than just business. It's about, you know, lifestyle as well. So definitely consider that, and do what you want to do, man. That's what life is all about, right? Just do what you want to do. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening, and go out there and automate your business. Check out ecommerceparadise.com and pick up a coaching package if you need to. We'll see you guys out there.